All right, so on the hotline, we're going to be learning a little more about how we have cities that are vulnerable to environmental threats. We're going to learn about the Sustainability Accelerated Action Program and how it aims to help communities most vulnerable to natural disasters. And on the hotline, we have Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer. And how are we doing today, Justina? Are we doing good?
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So why is it important for cities and urban populations to build resiliency?
Yeah, so building resiliency in our cities is really crucial, especially to help cities cope with extreme weather events such as heat waves and tornadoes and heavy downpours and floods. And as we've seen over the last 2 years, these are becoming more frequent and even more severe due to the effects of climate change.
Gotcha. So I would imagine, so what is that IBM Sustainability Accelerated Program? What's that all about? How is that going?
Yeah, so the IBM Sustainability Accelerated Program is a social impact program completely free for our partners, and it applies IBM technologies such as our data and AI platform and solutions, along with IBM experts, to really enhance and scale solutions that can help populations that are most vulnerable to environmental threats. So those are the populations that are most impacted by some of those extreme weather events that I had just shared.
Are a lot of them in this country, or are we talking worldwide?
It is worldwide, but those extreme weather events happen in the United States as well. So we are always looking for partners in the United States to apply to the program and to participate in our cohort.
So can you give us some more details on this year's RFP and the new cohort?
Yeah, so we launched a call for applications, which is the request for proposal, to select the fourth cohort of the program. And this cohort is going to focus on resilient cities. And the submission window is now open and it's going to remain open until April 30th. And what is great about this commitment that we've made is that we've increased our investment in the program. So over the next 5 years, we're going to invest around $45 million in cash and in-kind donations of technology and services to the organizations, the partners, the universities that will work with us as part of the IBM Sustainability Accelerator.
So some of these communities, they are vulnerable to flooding and, I guess, extreme weather conditions. How does this all work? Do they raise the buildings so they don't flood? How does it all work?
You know, it really depends on the proposals we receive and what they need, right? So for resilient cities, you have everything from water management, infrastructure needs. There's so many different topics that could be approached through the accelerator. So we look for the right applications, the proposals. We want to make sure that we are mission aligned with the nonprofit or the government entity or the university. And we want to make sure they have the capacity to take advantage of IBM's platforms and solutions and expertise to really have a measurable outcome. So we look for all of those things as part of the application process. And it's really open to nonprofit and government entities, like I mentioned. And that, of course, includes universities and research institutions.
All right, so that's who's eligible to participate in the Resilient Cities cohort. It's universities, it's nonprofits, anybody else? Not individuals, correct?
Yeah, not individuals. However, if individuals are listening and they know an organization that focuses on sustainability, or they know of someone who is interested in sustainability at a university program, I mean, sharing this type of information would be so beneficial to them. But yes, the applications need to come from a nonprofit organization, a government entity, or a university or research institution.
All right, so just to give an example, how have previous IBM Sustainability Accelerator projects made an impact?
Yeah, so we currently have three cohorts right now that we've launched. The first was focused on sustainable agriculture. And through that first program, which just recently came to an end, we've reached over 40,000 direct beneficiaries of the program. And I'm going to give you one example of this project that has had the, you know, very positive outcomes. Mm-hmm. We partnered with Texas A&M AgriLife, and we provided the organization with access to real-time soil moisture and temperature data, and we provided them with recommendations for farmers on when and how much to water. And when you think about farmers being in very arid regions, right, that have had a lot of drought, this really made a difference for them and have increased their yield. So that's just an example of how we've worked with one entity to really make a difference through this program.
How can the individual help with the environment? Now, you know, somebody listening right now, what can they do?
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, there are always things that they can do themselves with their families around recycling or planting trees or going out into their communities and seeing what's needed. But, you know, especially for a program like this where there could be a significant investment and also where we could have real solutions that are scalable, we would love listeners to share it out. Share it with universities, share it with nonprofit organizations, share it with your local governments and make sure they are aware of this opportunity. And to get more information, they can go to ibm.com/impact.
You know, I'm really glad that IBM is involved with this, and you explained it so very well. It made me feel a whole lot better. Now I don't have to think about moving to Mars. So, you know, some futurists say, well, you know, if Earth is deteriorating, we're all going to have to move to Mars. And I feel very confident with IBM leading now and helping us out here that I won't have to do that. And no, seriously, this information is great. It really is. And I'm glad that you're doing something about it, IBM's doing about it, and we can all pitch together and reach out to the nonprofits out there, the universities out there. Rutgers is not too far from here. Maybe they can get involved if they're not already involved, and we can just all work together to help our planet, right?
Yeah, this sounds great. And yes, Rutgers University, wonderful university.
Yes. So, all right. So one more time, where can people go to get more information? Because they really should really check this out.
Yeah. So listeners can go to ibm.com/impact, and they can find out more about the Sustainability Accelerator and also about the request for proposals.
This is great. Justina Nixon-Santil is the IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us all this great information today. Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.